Today's shiur is a Masechta Kedushin on Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Dalid Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line with the word Vesu. In yesterday's shiur, we were reviewing the two klalim which were mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes. The first klal was Kol Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama Anoshim Chayavin V'Noshim Pturis, that women are potter from a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. The second klal was v'chol mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama echad anashim v'echad anashim chayovin, that both men and women are chayv in a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama. And we were looking for a source for the first klal, that women are potter in a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And we learned it out from tzvilin. We left off yesterday, shir, with a question. Why don't we learn from matzah and hakel? Why do we learn from tzvilin? That just like a woman is potter from tefillin, which we learned out yesterday from a smichas to Talmud Torah. Just like she's potter in Talmud Torah, she's potter in tefillin, and from there we want to learn about a metzinu to the kol haTorah, that by a mitzvah saseh shazman grama like tefillin, women will be potter. The Gemara asked, why don't we learn from matzah and hakel, where we find that women are chayovos in the mitzvah? And we had answered, because matzah and hakel are shnei ksuvim abom ke'echad ve'ein melamdin. When the Torah repeats something twice, where you could have learned out kol haTorah from either matzah or hakel, and yet the Torah wrote it twice, so the redundancy proves to us that the reason the Torah wrote it by both mitzvahs, which it didn't have to do, that must prove that these are exceptions to the regular rule. The regular rule is mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are potter. And these are two exceptions. We do not learn from them to the rest of the Torah. But the Gemara asked the question at the end of yesterday's shir, that's good if you hold that shnei ksuvim abom ke'echad melamdim. But as we're going to see in our Gemara in today's shir on Daf Lamed Hey, that this is a big machlokes. There are those who hold that shnei ksuvim abom ke'echad, you are melamdim. So according to those shitas that you are melamdim, the question comes back. Why don't we learn from matzah and hakel that even if it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women should be chayiv? And now we begin today's shir, visu, and I have another question. On the other klal, which was mentioned in the Mishnah Dav Chavtes, mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama, nashim chayovis menol, and how do we know that second rule? That a mitzvah say, which is not dependent on time, that women are chayiv, from where do we learn this out from? The yolif mi moira, we learn it out from the din of Mora, where the pasuk says ish imoy va'aviv tiro, and we learned earlier on Daf Chavtes, as Rashi brings at the second line from the bottom of the Amud, kishu oimer tiro v'loshin rabim harei kan shnayim. There are two. There is both a chiv on a man and a woman of Moira, of having fear for their parents. So from that we learn out that just like Moira is a mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, it's chayiv at all times, and a woman is chayiv, so too ma Moira nashim chayavis af kol mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama nashim chayavis. Just like Moira is a mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, which women are chayiv, so too all mitzvahs which are not dependent on time, women will be chayiv. So I have a question on this limit from Mora, v'neilif mi Talmud Torah, why don't I learn out from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, where women are potter? As we learned on Daf Chavtes, Amid Beis, l'matatam oisim es b'neichem, v'loi b'nei seichem, that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah to girls, to women, and that's a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama, and women are potter. So why are you learning out from Mora that mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama, women are chayiv? Learn out from Talmud Torah that mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama, women are potter. The Gemara answers, Mishum, the Havalei Talmud Torah Upiri Verivya, Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echad, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echad, Ein Melamdim. Because we have two mitzvahs that the Torah wrote, by Talmud Torah and by Purvu, women are potter in both of these mitzvahs. And we have a rule that when the Torah wrote something twice, and the Torah could have written it once, if you are really supposed to learn out the rule of mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama from Talmud Torah, then just say it by Talmud Torah, don't say it anywhere else. The fact that you're saying it also by the mitzvah of Purvu, that women are potter, that indicates, that redundancy indicates that these are exceptions to the rule. The rule is that if it's mitzvah say shein es man grama, women are chayiv. So I had to write both exceptions. One exception is Talmud Torah. The second exception is pru urvu, that in those two cases, mitzvah say shein es man grama, women are potter. But if that din of Talmud Torah would be the din for kola Torah kula, then just write it once. So we have a rule, Shnei Ksuma Bom Kechot, Ein Belamdin, therefore we can now learn it from a binyanav, from Ish Imoy Va'aviv Tiro, that Reloshin Rabim, a woman is chayv in year of her parents, just like a man, and from there we learn out, L'chol HaTorah, that Mitzvah Seh Shein Es Man Grama, women are chayv. And now we turn to Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. On this the Gemara asks, what do you do with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika, or Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika? The Amr, that he said, Al Shneim Hu Omer, concerning both a man and a woman, the Torah says in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Vayivorech Oysom Elokim, Peruvu, Hashem blessed them and said Peruvu, and this mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yochanan Broika, does not only go on a man, it goes on a woman as well. A woman is Chayv in Peruvu, Mayikala Meimar, what can you say now? In other words, Gemara is asking, let us now learn from Talmud Torah that women are potter in Kol HaTorah Kula, in Mitzvah Aseh, Shein Es Man Grama. Because the only reason you told me that you don't learn from Talmud Torah is because Talmud Torah and Peruvu is Shnei Ksuma Bom Kechot, a Melamden. That's only if I assume that a woman is potter from Peruvu. Then Talmud Torah, she's potter. Peruvu, she's potter. Two psukim together, where the Torah could have written it only once. That indicates that those are exceptions to the rule, and we don't learn from them a precedent to the whole Torah. But now, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika, you're left with one mitzvah. You're left only with Talmud Torah that they're potter, because Peruvu, they're takachayiv. So why don't I learn out from Talmud Torah that women are potter by mitzvah seh shein es man grama? Why do you learn from year where they're chayiv, learn from Talmud Torah they're potter? The Gemara answers, because according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika, it is still Shnei Ksuv Mabom Kechot. Mishum Da'av Talmud Torah Pidgin Aben Shnei Ksuv Mabom Kechot. V'chol Shnei Ksuv Mabom Kechot, Eim Olamdin. Pidgin Aben, we learned before, on Daf Chav Tes, a woman is potter to be poider her son, her firstborn. And therefore, it comes out that even according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika, that a woman is chayv in Peruvu, but she's potter both from Talmud Torah and from Pidgin Aben. If Talmud Torah was the precedent from where we would learn out that a mitzvah say shein es man grama, women are potter, then just say it once. Why do you say the halacha also by Pidgin Aben that she's potter? That indicates that ain melamdin, that we don't use those mitzvahs as a precedent, but rather they are the exception to the rule. The rule is mitzvah say shein es man grama, nashim are chayiv, which we learn out from Mora, and Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben are exceptions that they're a mitzvah say shein es man grama, women are potter. Ask the Gemara, I still have a problem according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika. Well, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika nami, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika also, neheve piri verivya umora, shnei ksuma bom kechot vein melamdin. Why did you say I can't learn out from Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben that women are potter by mitzvah say shein es man grama? Because it's shnei ksuvim. And where do you learn it out from? Mora. But according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broika, a woman is not only chayev in mora, she's chayev in Peruvu. So now let Peruvu and mora be the shnei ksuvim abom kechad, and we should say ein melamdim. Why do you learn out from Mora that a woman is chayv and a mitzvah say shein es man grama? We should say it's shnei ksuvim abom kechad and ein melamdim. The Gemara answers no. By Peruvu and Mora, it's tzrichi. You need both. When do I say shnei ksuvim abom kechad ein melamdim? When it's a redundancy. It didn't have to say both. But once you're telling me tzrichi, you need it, as we'll soon see why, but once I need it, then it's not considered shnei ksuvim. It's considered like one pasuk. Because it couldn't have said mora, I couldn't have learned that alone, I would not have been able to learn out from mora peruvu. It couldn't have said peruvu alone, I wouldn't have been able to learn out mora. So there, it's not written extra. If it's not written extra, then in fact, the din is melamdin. It's as if the Torah only wrote it once. It didn't write it twice to show that these are exceptions to the rule. But rather, this is the rule. Why, in fact, is it tzrichi? The Ikos Rachman and Moira, had the Torah just written that a woman is chayv and mora, v'loikos apiri v'rivya, and not if I would not have written that she's chayav in peruvu havamin, I would have said that a woman is potter in peruvu. V'chiv shu'am rachmana. Rashi brought that down in yesterday's daf. V'chiv shu'am rachmana. The Torah says that you should dominate the world and you should be osek in the mitzvah of peruvu. So I say that a man who dominates the world, that means through melchama, he is someone who goes to battle. So ish the darka lichbash in, ish adain darka lichbash loy. You know who's chayv in peruvu? The person who has a connection with domination through warfare, which is a man, so he is also mitzvah in the mitzvah approval, which is written in that same pasuk. But a woman who doesn't go to war, isha de'ein darka lichbash loy. So just like she doesn't go to war, she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah approval. That's what I would have thought. So that's why the Torah had to tell me that a woman is chayev, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, in peruvu. If the Torah would have only told us that peruvu a woman is chayv and when it's a mitzvah say sheinah zman grama, v'loy kasev mara, had it not said that she's also chayv ish imivavatiro plural, that a woman is also chayv in mara havamin, I would have said that a woman is not chayv in mara. Why is she different than a man? Because ish the sipik b'yare las is in a man who doesn't have to worry about anybody else. He's his own boss. So he is able to honor his parents. But Isha, a woman, Dain Sipek Biyada Lasais, she is not able to do the mitzvah without any hindrance. Why? Rashi says, because of Amos Acherim. A man, Rashi says, ain't Amos Acherim alav. He doesn't have to worry about giving attention to anyone else. Unless his wife's the boss. But normally we would think that the derech is that ein darkoi, that he doesn't have emes acherim alav. But a woman, she has emes acherim. She has to worry about the attention that she has to show to her husband. The kivin de ein sipik biyod alase, since she is not her own boss. And she has to worry about her husband. So I would have thought that she's potter from the mitzvah of mora of parents, because she's not able always to attend to her parents. She has to worry about attending to her husband. So therefore, loit is chayv klal. She shouldn't be chayv and mora at all. What does it mean at all, says Rashi? A filipnuya, even if she's not married. And she doesn't have a husband to worry about, but the Torah, once the Torah exempted women from mora, they exempted a pnuya as well. That's what I would have thought. So I, just because the Torah says that a woman is chayiv in peruvu, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, doesn't necessarily mean that she would be chayiv in mora. Tzuricha, that's why the Torah had to tell you both by peruvu and by mora that she's chayiv. So it comes out that once it's tzuricha, that both have to be written. It's not redundant. If it's not redundant, it doesn't go into the klal of shnei ksuvim abom kechad ein melamden, but adarabah. We look at it as if peruvu and mora is all one. And they do form a precedent to teach us to the rest of the Torah that a mitzvah saseh, she'ein as mangroma, women will be chayiv. So far we have been able to work out a limud for the concept that mitzvah saseh, she'ein as mangroma, women are chayiv. But now the Gemara asked the identical question that it asked at the end of yesterday's shir, which we mentioned at the beginning of today's shir, about, according to the Man D'Amar, who holds shnei ksuvim abom kechad melamdin. Ha-nicha, this limud, the source that mora is the source for mitzvah seh she'ein zman grama, that a woman is chayv, that's good. L'man d'yomer shnei ksuvim abom kechad, ein melamdin. That you don't learn from two psukim. Therefore, therefore, if we say that shnei ksuvim abom kechad, ein melamdin, therefore, I don't have a problem of learning. Honey, leman diomer shnei ksuvim abom keechad ein melamdin. El leman diomer melamdin mayikol lemeimer. Then we should learn it out from Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben. before we asked the kasha, why don't you learn it out from Talmud Torah? So we said, because Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben are snakes to Mabom Ke'echad and Eimelamdin, but that's only good if you hold Eimelamdin. But according to the Mandi Yomar, this is a big machlokes in Shas, whether when the Torah writes it twice, do I say that you learn from that or not? So according to the Mandi Yomar, that holds Melamdin, Ma'ik Lamemer. Then I have a problem. What's the problem? Why do you learn out from Mora? That a mitzvah say Shein is man grama, women are chayiv, learn it out from Talmud Torah, that women are potter. It's Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. There's two mitzvahs that the Torah wrote, and a melamdin, but there's a mandi amrods melamdin. What are you going to do? So now, if you think about it, the Gemara is saying an astounding thing. What the Gemara is saying is that the klolim that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes should be just the opposite. The first call was a mitzvah say shazman grama, women are potter. On that, the Gemara asked at the end of yesterday's shir that we should learn out from matzah v'hakel, according to the mandi amishteks of Abba Mekachon Melamdin, that they're chayiv. And today's shir we learned that what's the source of mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, that women are chayiv, you learn it out from Mora. Now the Gemara is asking, why don't you learn from Pidgin Aben and Talmud Torah that mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, women are potter. From Pidgin Aben and Talmud Torah, that women are potter. So the din will come out just the reverse. If we would say this rule of Shnei Ksuma Bom Kachman, Melamdim, it would come out that by Mitzvah Seish Azman Grama, women should be Chayiv, from Hakel and Matzah, we should learn that out. And by Mitzvah Seish Azman Grama, women should be potter, because we should learn it out from Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben. Menahapachu. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Papunoi, the people who come from Papuna, from this city, Yadi Lola Time Adam Milsa. They know what the real answer is. In other words, the Gemara is backtracking now and saying, you're right. We cannot learn the limud the way we learned it till now, from Tfilin, that Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama, women are potter, and from Mora, that Mitzvah Seisha Eina Zman Grama, women are chayiv. We have to find a new source. Who is the person who lived in the city of Papuna? Uman Rav Acha bar Yaakov, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin, Rav Acha bar Yaakov was the one who we find lived in the city of Papuna. And he said, a whole new limud. Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Shmos Yud Gimel, "V'ha'yu l'chaloi sal yodecha." You should put on tefillin shal yad. V'lizikor in beni nech, you should put on tefillin shal roish. L'man tiyet tayrus Hashem beficha, so that Hashem's Torah should be in your mouth. What do we see from this pasuk? Huksha kol ha'Torah kol l'tefillin. The entire Torah is learned out from tefillin, and I learned the following. Ma tefillin mitzvah seishas man grama v'nashim p'turais, just like tefillin are mitzvah seishas man grama women are potter. How do I know that? We learned it in yesterday's shir. Because Talmud Torah is samuch in parsha of Kriyishma, first parsha, second parsha, to tefillin. Just like a woman is potter from Talmud Torah, she's potter from tefillin. And now I take it a step further, based on this pasuk in Shmos Yud Gimel, that I see that tefillin are hookish, l'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha, to the whole Torah. So just like by tefillin, mitzvah seishas man grama, women are potter, I've called mitzvah seishas man grama, nashim b'turis. Every mitzvah say that is man grama, women are potter. And since the Torah had to tell you that a woman is potter from a mitzvah seishas man grama, which we learned from tefillin, umidim mitzvah seishas man grama, nashim b'turis, Mechlal, the mitzvah sasei shaloi hazman grama, nashim chayavis. So I can deduce from that the fact that the Torah had to go out of its way to tell you that a woman is potter from tefillin because we're makishit to Talmud Torah, and therefore we learn out from tefillin that to the rest of the whole Torah, that mitzvah sasei shazman grama, women are potter. From that I deduce that it must be that a regular mitzvah, which is ein hazman grama, not dependent on time, women will be chayav. And Rashi speaks out that since I see in this pasuk that the Torah, the whole entire Torah, is hookish to the mitzvah of tefillin, this is such a strong hekesh that this will do away with all the questions that we had before. And as it comes out, we are learning it from tefillin. But not just because tefillin is man grama. That's a binyan av to the rest of the Torah. But we're learning it because the Torah itself stressed leman tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. So the Torah itself is showing us that you have to be makish the whole Torah to the mitzvah of tefillin. So since the Torah so distinctly said this statement that tefillin is hookish to the rest of the Torah, therefore, what are you going to ask me a question? Learn from matzah and hakel that zman grama women are chayiv. The Torah distinctly tells you, no, l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, that Torah, the rest of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, are compared to the mitzvah of tefillin. And what do you want to learn out from Pidgin Aben and Talmud Torah? That mitzvahs say, she'ein azman grama, women are potter. No, since I have this hekesh of the whole Torah to tefillin, I say it's only mitzvah say she'azman grama that are compared to tefillin, but mitzvah say she'ein azman grama do not have the din of tefillin, do not have the din that they are potter, and women are chayiv. This is how Rashi understands what the Gemara is answering in these few lines. Now the Gemara says, we're not finished yet. That's good. You learned out a beautiful pshat. You compared tefillin to the rest of the Torah. That's good if you hold tefillin's mitzvah seishes man grama. But this is a big machloikis, as Rashi brings down in Masechta the Shabbos, Daf Samech Aleph, and Masechta the Erevin, Daf Tzadikei Amud Beis. We have a major machloikis whether tefillin are considered zman grama or not. So the Gemara asks, El leman diyomer tefillin mitzvah seishes leah zman grama, mayik lemeimar. But if, in fact, you hold that tefillin is not considered a mitzvah seishes man grama, what can you say? Now you're stuck. Why? Because now our questions come back. Let's learn Shnei Suvim. We're going again, if you hold Shnei Suvim, Abom Kecha, Melamdin. So let's learn out from Matzah and Hakel, Mitzvah Seh, Shazman Grama, women are Chayiv. Let's learn out from Pidgin, Aben, and Talmud Torah, Mitzvah Seh, She'ein Azman Grama, women are Potter. And now the Hekish that you had from Tfilin to Leman Tiyatar Seshem Beficha, Adarabba, it makes it problematic, because if tefillin are considered mitzvahs asei, she'ein hazman grama, and women are potter, so that lines up with what we said. Let's learn out from Pidgin Aben and Talmud Torah that mitzvahs asei, she'ein hazman grama, women are potter. And you know I have another mitzvah that's ein hazman grama, that women are potter. That's tefillin. And tefillin is hookish to the whole Torah. So now the hekish from tefillin to the rest of the Torah is helping make my kasha stronger. The din that you told me on Daf Chav Tes, that call mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, women are chayiv in, now let's learn from Pidgin and Talmud, Aben and Talmud Torah that they're potter. And the hekesh from tefillin to Torah again underlines that fact that just like they're potter in tefillin, l'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, they should be potter in b'chol Torah kula also. So ma'ayik l'meimar, the Gemara answers, man shamet le da'amai tefillin, mitzvah say shaloi hazman grama. Who is that man diyamer holds that mitzvah say shaloi hazman grama? That's Rav Meir. And Rav Meir himself is sovereign law. Rav Meir holds that what do you want to learn out from matzah and hakel? That shnei suvim abon keechod melamdim. They should teach you that a mitzvah say shazman grama women are chayiv. No, he holds shnei suvim abon keechod. The chol shnei suvim abon keechod ain melamdim. You don't have a kashan, Rav Meir. Our whole problem in the sugya here was according to the Mandi Armahol Shnei Suvim Abom Kecha Melamdin. But Rav Meir himself is of the opinion that ain't Melamdin. So what do you want to ask me from, from Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben, we should learn out that a mitzvah say she'ein is man grama, women are potter, ain't Melamdin. You want to learn out from Matzah and Hakel, that mitzvah say she'ein man grama, women are chayiv, ain't Melamdin. Now one second, we have one more step. How would Rav Meir learn out that mitzvah say shazman grama is potter? He can't learn it out from tefillin. Why not? Because he holds tefillin is mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama. So Rashi says he has a different place. He learns it from Riyah. We learned before Riyah calls the churcha that only men are chayv in the mitzvah of Riyah, but not women. From that I'll learn out a precedent that mitzvah say shazman grama, women are Potter. So I ain't a chanami. According to Rav Meir, I won't learn it from Tefillin. I'll learn it from Riyah. But the problems that you had of Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kachod are not a problem according to him, because he taka holds ain't melamdin. So you can't use Matz and Hakel as a precedent, and you can't use Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben as a precedent. So we're almost finished this complicated inyan. We have one last piece to do. And that is, what do you do according to Rabbi Yehuda? Well, Rabbi Yehuda da mar shneiks, umabam kechad, melamdin. Rabbi Yehuda in Rashi brings down a Masech to Sanhedrin tells us that shneiks, umabam kechad, melamdin. The tefillin mitzvah say, shaloy is man grama, and in Erevin, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that tefillin are considered ein as man grama, mayikolem meimar. This looks like a checkmate. Where does he go now? What can Rabbi Yehuda do? He has the problem of Shnei Ksuvim, because he holds Melamdin, so he should learn out from Matz and Hakel that Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama, women are Chayiv. He should learn out from Pidgin Aben and Talmud Torah that Mitzvah Seisha ain't Zman Grama, women are Potter. What was your only answer to Papanoi? What did he say? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, what did he say? We can learn out from Laman Tia Torah Shem Beficho, a Hekish, between Tefillin and Kala Torah, that it's Potter by Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tefillin are Mitzvah Seisha ain't Zman Grama. And Adarabba, if it's ain't as man grama, then Tefillin will teach you the kol Torah that a mitzvah say ain't as man grama, women are potter. So now Akasha comes back. How do you learn out the correct halacha? The answer is, Mishum dahavi matzah, simcha, v'hakel, shloishak suvim abom keachot, v'shloishak suvim abom keachot, eim alamdin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have to say there are really three mitzvahs which tell you to din that a woman is chayiv in mitzvahs that say shazman groma. And every, there's a machloikus whether two are considered a precedent, melamdin, or not considered a precedent, ein melamdin. But three is for sure ein melamdin. If the Torah wrote three mitzvahs which it didn't have to say, it could have written it once, or at least twice, but to say it three times the same thing, why are you telling me three times the same thing that a woman's chayiv? Unless that really always a woman's potter. Always mitzvah say shazman grama's potter, and Rashi again, we'll have to go with the sheet that where are you going to learn it out from Riyah? From Riyah, I see mitzvah say shazman grama, women are potter. I can't learn it out from Tefillin, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tefillin are mitzvah say shayna zman grama. I'll learn it out from Riyah. I had Akasha matzen hakel. It snakes to my bum kakel, and he holds Rabbi Yehuda melamdin. No, it's shloishik suvim that say that you're chayiv by a mitzvah seishas man grama. Shloishik suvim ain't melamdin. So it comes out the regular rule is like the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes, that what, that a mitzvah seishas man grama, women are part of, where do I learn it out from according to Bermuda? Riyah. And then I have three exceptions to the rule, which are matzah, simcha, and hakel. Asks Rashi, wait a second. Simcha, you told me in yesterday's shir, daf lamed dalet amid beis, that simcha, isha bailo misamcha. We learned not the samachta b'chagecha ato v'nchavitecha, but the simachta b'chagecha ato v'nchavitecha. That the husband, the head of the household, or even by an almana, whoever she's staying by, he has to make sure that she has nice clothing and food and drink and wine and for men, wine, etc. Tosfos says it's speaking about shalmei simcha, but now it's the obligation of the head of the household to make sure that the people around him are happy. He has to make them happy. But the woman herself said a bayin yesterday shir does not have a mitzvah of simcha. So what's the Gemara saying over here? That I have three mitzvahs which are zman grama, which women are chayvim. One of them is simcha. Abaye says she's not chayvim simcha. Says Rashi, ain't a chanami. This Gemara will have to say that Rabbi Yehuda won't hold like the sheet of Abaye. But let's look for a moment in the second bottom Tosfos, because Tosfos puts the finishing touch to this sugya. We're coming out that even if you hold Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kechem Melamdin, so why don't I learn it from Matz and Hakel that they're chayiv in Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama? There's three psukim. Matzah, Hakel, and Simcha ain't Melamdin. Ask Tosfos, let's learn it inside together, Divrei Maskil Mishum, V'im Toimar, Taratzta hahidim mitzvah seishas man grama depturis. You answered, how do you learn out that mitzvah seishas man grama, women are potter, the lekel amel of mimatzah v'hakel, deikah simcha badayu, havishloishik suma bom kachi, kitafrishis. Now you have three. Ela, the mitzvah seishas loyaz man grama, minole de chayaves, Eimad epturus mitamatara pigeon aben. That problem, Tyson says, you still haven't answered. We're going according to Yehuda, who holds what? That shnei suma bom kechem alamdin. So you told me in mitzvah sasei as mangrama that you have three psukim, so ain't malamdin. But what about in mitzvah sasei ain has mangrama? Why are women chayiv? Let's learn out from Pidgin Aben and Talmud Torah that they're potter. It's only shnei suvim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds shnei suvim alamdin. So maybe a woman has no mitzvah say period. She doesn't have mitzvah say she has mangrama, and she doesn't have mitzvah say she ain't has mangrama because malamdin. Let's learn out from Talmud Torah Pidgin Aben that. One point the Gemara didn't answer. Tosis answers the Yesh Leimer, the less later Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, v'havalu gimuksum abam keachod, Talmud Torah pigeon aben apir v'rivia. This whole problem the Gemara is according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, who holds that a woman is chayav in Puruvu. But if I hold that a woman is like we paskin, she's potter from Puruvu. If so, how many mitzvahs do you have which are einas mangrama where women are potter? Now I also have three. I have Talmud Torah, Pidgin Aben, and Puruvu. So now it works out beautiful according to Rabbi Yehuda. On the mitzvah say shazman grama, we'll learn out from Ria that a woman's potter. I have these psukim that say she's chayiv. Yeah, but you have three psukim, not two. Matzah, Simcha and Hakel, so you don't learn out from them that a woman's chayiv. What about the other way? Mitzvah say shein is mangrama. We're going to learn out from Yira that a woman is chayiv. I have cases where they're potter and shnei k'suvim alamdin. No, but I have three cases that she's potter. What are the three cases? I have Talmud Torah Pidgin Aben Apuravu. I have three cases on each side. Three cases. Everybody holds aim alamdin. Then Tosis asks Rashi's kasha, v'im taimer labaya darmalil isha baila mesemcha im kein lek elabes k'suvim. Umay matarza Rabbi Yehuda darmalil malamdim mitzvah seishas man grama eimad neilif l'chiv mimatzav ha'hakel. According to Abaya, the question comes back, you only have two mitzvahs because a woman's potter from simcha and she is chayv in matzah and hakel, and I'm learning shnei k'suvim agbom kechem malamdim according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why don't I learn out that a woman is chayv in mitzvah seishas man grama? Answers Rashi, Taisus, v'yesh loimer demuki kiddush hayoyim b'hari matzav ha'hakel. There's another mitzvah that a woman is chayv in, and that is what? Kiddush hayoyim. To make kiddush on Shabbos, v'havi gimel k'suvim v'malamdim, v'nashim chayovis b'kiddush hayoyim, and a Torah d'chsiv, zachor es yom ha'shabbos, achreyu al ha'yayin, v'chol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'schira, v'hani nashi hoyo v'sna b'shmira, s'na b'schira, zachor v'shamer b'dibur echad nemra. Since a woman's chayv on shomer, on the lavim of Shabbos, we learned before that a woman is chayv in all lavim like a man, so therefore should be chayv in the mitzvah say of zachor, of remembering Shabbos, being mekadesh al ha'yayin. So memela, that's min ha'Torah, to make Kiddush, to sanctify the Shabbos. So Mela comes out that even according to Abaya, so Tosis is disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi says, actually, you can't go like Abaya. Tosis says, it could go like Abaya. I'll take out Simcha, and I'll put in Kiddush. Again, I have three mitzvahs, Matzah, Hakel, Kiddush, Shloishik, Suv, Abam, Kachat, Ein, Malamdim. I cannot learn out from them. The mitzvah say, Shazman, Grama, Women, Achayiv. Rather, I learn out from Ria, that mitzvah seishas man grama, women are potter. So it comes out at the conclusion of our sugya, according to all shitas, there is a way to learn out the klal of the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes, that mitzvah seishas man grama nashim are potter with certain exceptions, and mitzvah seishas einas man grama, women are chayiv with certain exceptions, continues the Gemara to explain. The next part of our Mishnah, we come to the third rule of our Mishnah. What's the third rule of the Mishnah? On Daf Chav Tes, V'chol Mitzvah Loisase, Bein Shazman Grama, Bein Shaloy Zman Grama, Echra Anashim, Echra Anashim, Chayavim. If it's a Mitzvah Seisha Ein Zman Grama, then a woman is Chayav just like a man. Ask the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know that? Amar Rav Yudah Marav, V'chem Tanar Rav Shmuel, Amar Kroa, Ish Oy Isha, Ki Yasum Kol Chatos Odom, and the Pasuk continues, V'oshmo HaNefesh Ahi, a man or a woman who will do any sin, then they will be held guilty for doing that sin. Now, in order to get rid of your guilt, you get an einish. The einish is a kapora for your avera. And Rashi says, what's the einish for a lav? Normally malchus, sometimes kores. But the point is, hishra kosev, isha le'ish l'chol einshim shebetayra. And if you get an einish, it means you had to be over the lav. So since it says that a man or a woman who will do any sin will be guilty, and they need kapara. That's a raya that they are obligated in the law, just like a man, because the Torah uses the word aisha here as well. And Rashi says on the next part of the Gemara that it's not coming to challenge what we just learned, but rather the next two lamudim are just saying, now that we see that a man and a woman are the same concerning punishments, concerning lavin, I'm going to tell you two other dinim that a woman is like a man. The Bei Rabbi Eliezer Tana, Amar Kro, Asher Tosim Lufim. It says at the beginning of Parsha Mishpatim, these are the mitzvahs that you should put in front of them in plural, explains the Ritva, Lifnehem, Hishra, Kosav, Isha, Leish, Lechol, Dinim, Shibatar. That's why it said in plural, to tell you that a woman is like a man for all dinim, and she is obligated in all dinim just like a man. The Bei Chizkiyatana, he learned, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, Vehemish Ish Ayish, it's speaking about a shore, an ox killed a man or a woman. The din is that the owner has to give kaifer, he has to receive a atonement for his ox killing a man or a woman. So I learn out, Hishra cause of Isha Leish, Lechol Misa Shibataira, that it doesn't mean here that a woman is chayiv when she kills someone else. That we learn from a different limit. But what it means is, just like I see that the owner has to pay kaifer when his ox kills a woman, just like a man, so too, if a human being kills a woman, it's as if the human being killed a man, and he's chayiv a punishment for killing a woman, the same punishment that he would be chayiv, the death penalty for killing a man. Utsricha, why do we need all these three dinim? We have one din by an oinish, one by dinim, and one by kaifer that they apply to men and women. Why can't I learn out one from the other? So the Ritva says, to explain this gemara, that ain't a chanami. If two of these dinim would be written, the third din could be learned by ma'atzad from the other two. What the gemara wants to know is, why not just write one din, and from the one din I could learn out the other two dinim? On that the gemara says, no, you can't, because each one has some unique quality that the others don't have. Utsricha. Diashmin hakamaisa. If it would say the Indian of Oinshim, Mishum kapora, chasrachmanalo. Since she was over va'ashma, she was guilty, so she needs a kapora. Kapora, the Torah had mercy on her and wanted her to have the kapora also. This fits in with what we said in yesterday's shir. That was a svar, which I later found in the Sefer Shoymet Sinanemon, written by Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger Zatzal, that we wanted to say that when do we say that a woman is potter for mitzvah asei shazman grama, a regular mitzvah. But where the asei comes to be menatik the lav. So what's the purpose when you have a lav hanitik lasei? You are over on the lav, loy sigzel, you have a way to get out of it, to exonerate yourself by the heshiv es exela. You have a way, return the gezel, and then you have a kapora on the aver that you did. There it's a swara that even a woman would be chayiv, because the Torah has mercy on her. The Torah wants her to get the kapora just like the man. That's similar to what the Gemara is saying right here. You know why a woman would be chayiv in getting an oinish for a lav, because the Torah had mercy, let her have a kapora. Avodinin, Ema, Ishta bar Masa Matan in Ishaloi. But when it comes to legalities, dinim, so a man is busy in the market. A woman is not. She's at home in the kitchen normally, regularly. That's not her main thing. The man is the main thing, to be Isaac and Masa Matan. So he, the Torah, was Machayev in dinim, but a woman not. So I can't learn out from Oinshim, I can't learn out dinim. V'yashmin ha'ev, it would say dinim. Mishum de chiyusi, I would say, oh, you know why Hashem said a woman should be chayav in dinim? As Rashi explains on the first white line at the bottom, de'i lesa b'chlal dinim ein l'chayim, she won't be able to live a regular life. Hakol goyz l'neisa, everybody will steal from her. V'hi goyz l'sasachem, she'll steal from everybody else. V'akol b'deil ne'mana, nobody will want to have anything to do with women. It'll be anarchy. Everybody will steal from her, she'll steal from everybody else. So in order to live a regular life, the Torah had to be mechayav a woman in dinim, just like a man. Avol kaifer. But when an ox killed a woman, aim as we turn to the Avlam and Hamad Beis, ish to bar mitzvah in, ish aloy. I would say a man who's chayav in mitzvahs, so him the Torah it said that the owner has to pay kaifer if his ox killed a man. But maybe if the ox killed a woman who's not chayv in all mitzvahs like a man, maybe there the Torah didn't obligate the owner to pay kaifer. So the Torah had to tell you, no, you have to pay kaifer for a woman as well. V'yashmin ha'afer would say this din by kaifer that a woman is like a man. I would say mishum deka ibn neshama. Chas rachman Allah. L'maisa, somebody's life was taken away. A neshama was lost. So maybe there the Torah said a woman's like a man. Aval hanach tarti. But dinim and oinshin, which have no loss of life, aim a life. I would say a woman is not like a man. Shricha. That's why the Torah had to write it by all three. So Einachanami, the Ritva says it could have written it by two, and I would have been able to learn the other one. There, Torah v'kasav lakra. Once it already wrote it by two, Hashem already wrote the third din as well. And now the Gemara goes on the end of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that a woman is chayv in all lavin with the three exceptions. Chutz, mi bal takif, ubal tashkis, and also ubal tatama lemesim, that a woman is not chayiv on hakafas arosh, which means, as Rashi explains here, that there's an iser for a person to make his hairline even from his forehead to behind his ears, cutting off the hairs from his temple. That's usur, and this sugi is more elaborated on, of course, in Masechta Makis Daf Chaf and Daf Chaf Aleph, where exactly there's an iser, baltashkis by a beard, to use a razor to round off the corners of one's beard. And the Gemara Makis explains exactly where that is located on a person's face, where it's usur. So this halacha only applies to a man and not to a woman, even though it's a laisa. And the final halacha is that a kohanis is not usur to be metamal mesim like a Koyin is. So it says the Gemara. Bishloim about the Tamil Mesim. Dichsiv Emer Alakahana B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron V'loi B'nei Sarin. That's easy. I know a Kohanis is not Mitzvah in being Metamil Mesim, that she's prohibited to be Metamil Mesim. She doesn't have that prohibition because the Torah says distinctly. Emer to the B'nei Aaron, that the Mitzvah was to the Zecharim. V'loi B'nei Sarin. El about takav about tashkus minolan. How do you know she's not mitzvah in the iser of rounding off her hairline and in her beard? So the answer is the siv loisa kivu pas roishka v'loisashkus es pas zikonecha. So I see that the Torah equated a beard to the head. Kol she yeshna bashkos, whoever is obligated in the beard, yeshna bakofa, has the iser of the head. V'hani nashi, and these women hoil v'lois na bashkosa, since they are not obligated in the hashkos of the beard, they could use a razor on their face. Less now bakofa, they're not obligated in the lav of hakofas haroish as well. Uminolun delays na bashkosa. How do you know, Taka, that meaning if a woman was able to grow a beard, how do you know that she doesn't have the iser of hashkosa? Iboy semisvara. There could be a logic. Dahalai islu zaken. Normally she doesn't have a beard. So even if she grew one, Rashi says, she would be able to be mashkes, because on her beard there was never said hashchasa. V'ibay say makra, it's a pasuk do makra. Lo isakifu pas roishchem. When it spoke about the head, it said plural roishchem. But when it said the beard, voisashkes is pasuk hanecha. There it said it's singular. Midishani krabidi bure. Since the Torah switched from plural to singular, the imkay nichtav rachmana pasuk hanechem. If you want to be consistent, it should have said plural by both. Maizik hanecha singular. I learn not to call that chav, but to call ishtecha, and not the beard of your wife. Rashi says even if she grew a beard, she would not be obligated in this iser. So in Mele we have a swar, and we have a pasuk. Ask the Gemara, v'loi, a woman is not mitzvah on her beard. V'atani, we learned in the Brice, is the kan ishtev asoris, a beard of a woman or of a man who's not able to have children. And he normally doesn't have a beard. But what happens in a case if he was a saurus and yet he was able to grow a beard? Shehalu sar harein kizakul chaldevrayim. So they have a regular beard just like everybody else. My lav, legabi, what halacha do we say they have a beard? Lashchasa. Concerning the iser of loy sashchis as pasuk hanecha. So lacharet shver on our Mishnah that said that a woman is not mitzvah in baltashchis of her beard. Amar Abaye, yes, Abaye says, no. You cannot say that a woman has an Isra of Ashkosis Pas Zekanecha, the Yolif Pas, Mibnei Aaron, because I have a Gzeira Shava from Pas, as Rashi brings down. By Yisrael, it says Pas Zekanecha. By Kohanim, it says Upas Zekanim, Lo Yigalechu. And therefore, since I have a Gzeira Shava, I learn out from Bnei Aaron, Malahan Nashim Pturis, Avkan Nashim Pturis. Just like over there, women are Potter because it's Bnei Aaron. So too, women are potter by Yisrael also. So Rashi says that the Gemara at this point, as we're going to see from the next question of the Gemara was assuming that when it says in the beginning of Parshas Emor, Emer ala Kohanim b'nei Aaron, and we learn out v'loy b'nei Aaron, it's not just going on the first din that's mentioned there, which is don't be metamal amesim, but it's going on the subsequent dinim that are mentioned there as well. For example, not to do pas haroish and pas hazaket. Ask the Gemara if that's so. V'i sviralon. You obviously, Abai, are taking the assumption that Bnei Aaron v'loy Bnei Aaron goes on all the dinim of a Kayin. If that's so, what do you need Gzei Rishava for? Why did Hashem give over Gzei Rishava from Har Sinai, from Rebbe to Talmud? Because Ein Adam done Gzei Rishava Miatzmai. So this Gzei Rishava came down from Har Sinai. What do you need a special Gzei Rishava? Nishtikra Minei. Let the Torah not say Gzei Rishava. The taste of Mekal V'chaimer. I could learn it out from Mekal V'chaimer. What's the Kal V'chaimer? V'anu Amina. I would say, Ma Kohanim. Sheribo b'makos mitzvahs yiseris b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron kahanim have extra mitzvahs that a Yisrael doesn't have. What are they? Don't be metamal lemesim. Don't marry a grusha. So I would say that what and you say by them b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron Yisrael like kol shchein. If a kohen that is nisrabim mitzvahs yiseris and the din is b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron, so certainly by Yisrael we should say that it's only men have the mitzvah of Hashchos Zaken and not women. So what do you need Gzeir Shava? I can learn that from a Kal V'chaimer. So the Gemara says, Ilav Gzeir Shava Hava Mina Hefzika Inyan. No, if it wouldn't have been for Gzeir Shava, I would say that the Emor HaKohanim B'nei Aaron V'loy B'nei Aaron does not go on Hashchos HaZaken. It only goes on the first din of Tumah. Why? As Rashi explains, because right after the first din that lights the Tameh, you shouldn't be Metameh, it says there are seven relatives where you should be Metameh. And as Rashi brings down the Pasuk, law, Yetameh, you should be Metameh, for example, to your sister. So, if it wouldn't be for the Gzeira Shava, I would say that the positive mitzvahs that are written by a Kohen, which, by the way, a Kohanis is also mitzvah in the positive that she should be metame to her seven Kroivim. She has that mitzvah just like a Kohen has it, a Zohar. So I would say that the Emerald Kohen, B'nai Aaron, is not going on the subsequent mitzvahs, which follow the mitzvah of Lo Yetameh. So I would say Emor HaKohanim only goes on the mitzvah of Tumah, but the other mitzvahs, we don't say that it refers only to a man and not to a woman, to a Kohanis. So that's why the Torah made a Gzei Rishava. And therefore, the Gzei Rishava shows me that what is the Gzei Rishava? The Gemara is assuming that the only purpose of the Gzei Rishava is just like B'nai Aaron v'loy B'nai Aaron, so to B'nai Yisrael v'loy B'nai Yisrael. So it must be, if you have the Gzei Rishava, that itself indicates that just like a Kohanis is not mitzvah in Hashchosas HaZaken, so to B'nai Yisrael is not mitzvah in Hashchosas HaZaken. Because otherwise there's no purpose the Gemara is assuming in the Gzei Rishava. So it must be, if there is a Gzei Rishava, that Emor al HaKohanim B'nai Aaron V'loy B'nai Aaron does not only go on Tumah, it goes on Hashchosas HaZaken as well, and that's why, that sets me up for the Gzei Rishava. But if it wouldn't have been for the Gzei Rishava, I wouldn't have a Kal V'chaimer. Why? Because I would say that the Emor al HaKohanim doesn't refer to Hashchosas HaZaken. Hashchosas HaZaken is Kohanim and Kohanis are equal. They're both chayiv in the Hashchasa of the Roish and the Zaken. Hefzik Inyan, Lo Yetameh divides from the beginning of the parsha to the end of the parsha. Emor Elokanim only goes on a tumah. That's if there wouldn't be a gzeir shava. But now that I have a gzeir shava, and there's no other purpose for the gzeir shava except b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron, ben Yisrael and not b'nei Yisrael, to make that gzeir shava, that's the only purpose of the gzeir shava. So it must be that the Emor Elokanim goes on the whole parsha. Otherwise, you would have no purpose of gzeir shava. So the Gemara says, ilav gzeir shava min hafsekinyan, but hashtanami neimo hafsekinyan. So what does... Why do you say it's better if you have a gzeir shava? You could still say hafsekinyan. Ay, v'imishum gzeir shava. Ay, you're telling me that otherwise, what's the purpose of the gzeir shava? I have a different purpose for the gzeir shava. As Rashi explains, we have two parshas, one by Kayin, one by Yisrael, and the whole inyan of the law of Ashchasas Hazaken, I learn one from the other. As Rashi puts it, you place one into the Litain Ha'omer Shel Kohanim be Yisrael, the Shel Yisrael be Kohanim. You mix them together to find out which instruments are usher when it comes to your beard. It says by a kohen lo yigalechu yochel gilchu misparayim yechayiv. Maybe if you use scissors, you chayiv. Tamal loymer lo sashchis. It says by Yisrael the word tashchis, and sashchis means it goes down till the skin. Scissors don't go down to the skin. If it doesn't go down to the skin, there's no issur of yigalechu. The opposite, yochel lichter b'malakit v'rehitni yechayiv. Rashi says, what's malakit v'rehitni? He uses the word pei lamed yud yud nun aleph, plane. These are planes. As Rashi explains, malakit is a plane that's used to smooth a sword's sheath. And rehitni is used, a plane that's used for shield makers to make it smooth. So what happens if I use that on my face? I would have thought, yechayiv. Talmud loymer, no, lo yigalechu. It says, by kahanim, I learn Yisrael from kayin. Lo yigalechu. What does geluach mean? Geluach means the way you shave. You don't shave with a plane. It's not the derech. So memeila hakeit said, how do you reconcile everything together? Geluach sheyesh b'yashchasa. It's a shaving that has in it, go down to the skin. So giluach I learned from Ashchasa, and Ashchasa I learned from giluach. Heavy yomer, zetar. I would say, you know what instrument that is? A razor. A razor is the normal way. It's a shaving instrument. It's not a plane, and it's not a scissors, but rather it goes down to the skin. So you're trying to prove your point that a kohanis is not mitzvah in Ashchasa. And from kohanis, you're learning out a Yisraelis that she's also not. And the only reason you're saying that because it's Gzeir Shava, because otherwise what's the purpose of Gzeir Shava? And therefore you're saying, I don't say Hefsekanian, and I say Emor Elokanim goes on the whole Parsha, not just on the first din of Tumah. That's your rationale. But I can tell you I used Gzeir Shava for something else, for what I just learned. And the male I could say Hefsekanian. And the male I could say that by a Kohanis, she is Mitzuvin Ashchas of the beard. So the Gemara says, no, in Kain, Nichtav Kra, Eshab Zekancha, my Pasikancha, Shmami Notarti. The Pasik says, we have it around 7 lines from the top of the Yomid, Loisa Kifu Pas Roishchem, Veloisashis Es Pasikanecha. Why do you have to put the second Pas in the Pasik? Just say, Loisa Kifu Pas Roishchem, Veloisashis Eshab Zekancha, that which is in your beard. So Rashi explains, of course, you're not saying es the kanecha, your beard, which would mean your entire beard. You couldn't use a razor any place on your face. No, it's that which is in your beard. What am I talking about? The same that I was talking about earlier in the pasuk. I was talking about the pas. What are you repeating the word pas twice? So it must be that I learned out two dinim. Since the Torah said the word pas twice, it's teaching you not only that I learned giluach sheyesh b'ashchasa, that's one thing that we learned Yisrael from Kayin, and Kayin from Yisrael, but there's another din. The other din is, just like the Parsha is going Emor Elokanim on the whole Parsha, and therefore Kahanis is not mitzvah in Ashchasa Zazaken, so too a Yisraelis, I learned out of Gzeir Shava, she's not mitzvah in Ashchasa Zazaken. So now I have one thing left to explain.
Now, ahad disanya, that which we learned in a brisa, zekana ishav asor shel usar harein kizok lechol devrayim, that the beard is like a regular beard. Lemay hilchasa, we thought that this halacha of an isha with a beard or a source with a beard was concerning the isra shchasa. Now you're telling me that a Yisraelis, I learned out from a kahanis, does not have the isra shchasa. So what halacha were we referring to before when we said that a beard of a woman has a din of a beard? Amar Mazutra, totally different din. L'tumas negoyim. This is concerning tsaras. The halacha is that if you have tsaras on your skin, one of the ways to see that you have tsaras is if you have white hairs. If you have tsaras on your beard or on your scalp in your hair, then it has to be a golden hair. So a woman who has a beard, she would have the same din as a man, that it would only be considered tsaras if it was golden, as Rashi explains. Frey de Gemara, the Braisa didn't have to teach you that. Tumas, it's enough in a pasuk. Tumas negon behedjik siva, v'ish oy isha, ki yia boy nega beroisha bezakin. If a woman has a zakin, then she has the same din as an ish, isha yisha. It's not teaching you Tumas Nagoyim Atara. Rashi explains that you need taglachas, you have to shave, and you have to bring the birds, so that the same thing that you have by Tahara of a man applies to the Tahara of a woman. Afraid to Gemara Taharas Nagoyim Nami Pshita. What did the brides have to tell you that for? Kivan the Bas Tumahi Bas Tahari. If she becomes Tomei like a man, she becomes Torah like a man. The Gemara says, no, it's Tzrich, I need it. Sal Kedatchem, and I would have thought, Litzstadim, Ksiv, that this Pasuk is not saying a universal halacha for a man or a woman, but rather, Ish a Isha Kiyya Boy Nega Barosh. The way I would interpret the Pasuk is, a man or a woman, if they have a Nega in the head, which refers to man or a woman is like a man. Oy bezakin, but when it says, or there's a tsaras in the beard, that's hodr asum le'ish. I would have thought that part of the pasuk is not referring to a woman. It's stud, that means you split the pasuk. The first part, half of the pasuk refers to man and woman. The second part, when it speaks about a beard, is only speaking about a man, not a woman. And take by a beard of a woman would not have the same awach of a golden hair like a man has. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malon, that's what the Brisa came along and told you. It's Taka, the Gemara goes back to Tumas Negoyim. You asked me on Tumas Negoyim, that's an often a pasuk. I would have interpreted the pasuk with Stodim, that the end of the pasuk does not refer to a woman. Kamash Malon, the end of the pasuk, that it refers to a woman, she has the same din as a man. But Legabe, our shail of our Mishnah, of Hashchasas Hazokin, there Avade, a woman does not have a din of a man. There her zakin does not have a din of zakin. I learned it out from the Gzei Rishav that before, from Kaye Hanis to a Yisrael, from Paas. The Brisa said that she does have a din of a zakin. That's the Gabbit, a special halacha of Tumas Negoyim.